KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, a few sprinkles here in the Atlantic area, just a trace of precipitation so far early this morning. The heavier showers are located between Manila and to the northeast of Audubon, and those are moving off to the east. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In the news, the open records case filed over the 2009 strip search of several girls at the Atlantic High School has reached the Iowa Court of Appeals. The ACLU of Iowa says the case will be argued this Thursday. The American Civil Liberties Union has been trying to find out what discipline, if any, was imposed on the two school officials involved. The ACLU lost its bid in district court but had appealed. In August of 2009, several girls were strip searched in a locker room at the school after a classmate reported the theft of $100 from her purse, but no money was found. The district, as you may recall, recently settled a lawsuit filed by the families of those girls. News time is 7:08.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Police in Red Oak are investigating the theft of a large amount of copper piping from a business on West Bridge Street in Red Oak. The value of the copper was still being determined. The theft was reported on Monday. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. The Atlantic Park and Recreation Department's Board of Directors met Monday evening and continued discussion with regard to the skateboard park and whether or not it should be moved to another more centrally located area. Councilman Kern Miller has explored the possibility of moving the park to a lot located across the street from Iowa Western Community College because it was thought the concrete pad for the half pipe at the Sunnyside Park might have originally been intended for use as a Parks and Rec maintenance shed. But Mayor Dave Jones said that was never the case.
Comments were probably made by people at the skateboard park don't work and make a great maintenance shed. The intent of that pad was not intended to be a pad for a maintenance building for the Parks Department.
Okay.
Now, someone might make some comments out there, and all of a sudden, and now it's gospel, but that pad is poured for a skateboard park. And after we took it off the tennis courts, we had to put it on someplace that was level, and that's why it was poured. It was poured for a skateboard park, so I'm imagining it probably is 6-inch thick, because that one piece of equipment is pretty heavy.
Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said the pad would require extensive modifications in order to build a shed at that location. He added that there are other options when it comes to building a new maintenance shed, including a location further off to the south of the skate park.
To the south is more towards the schoolhouse, not clear up in the clear area, but in that grove of trees there. You could either put a metal building in that area, and then when you pour the pad, you've got the utilities, you've got all the services that are necessary, and just do it from scratch. Leave the skate park there. Where it currently exists and refurbish everything and then not buying new land or anything else.
Park and Rec board members say the proposed location for a new skate park is too small, too close to a local church, and that Iowa Western Center Director Ann Pross was not willing to say either way whether they would want it located on the lot across the street or not. Herring said the half pipe, which was damaged when it was moved to its current location, is currently unusable, but it can be repaired, resurfaced, and sealed and left where it is for about $2,500.
I think you're probably talking to do it right, you're probably talking to refurbish it around $2,500. That's in closing the ends, that's resurfacing it and trying to weatherize it to keep moisture out from coming in from underneath it.
He says the location that they have is adequate, and if they get some pieces added to the pipe once it's repaired, that'll make it more user-friendly, including some rails. Herring said the people who use the park are willing to step forward and get the funds necessary to make that happen.
And they've talked about fundraising, those kinds of things. Again, I just need to get them coordinated and get them going.
Herring says the people who use the skate park vary in age from their early teens to mid-30s, and he said they deserve a place to skateboard other than on people's driveways and city sidewalks, and Herring credited Councilman Miller for his efforts to make sure there is a place for the skateboarders to enjoy their sport. And Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring said a public open house event will be held this Thursday evening for the newly resurfaced Shilberg Quarry Recreation Area Trail around Lake No. 1. Herring said once the trail is done, with the exception of seating, which has been delayed because of recent rains.
We are going to have kind of a ribbon cutting both at 10 o'clock in the morning with the ambassadors are visiting from the chamber, and then that evening, probably from 5:30 to about 7, we're going to have an open house to the public and have a ribbon cutting.
The trail, he says, has seen a lot of use, but hopes are that the event planned for Thursday will make more people aware what's available at the recreation area and the work that has been done to make it more user-friendly. The board is also looking at placing some bag dispensers at the entrance to the park so that persons who walk their dogs can dispose of their animals' droppings, and there may also be signs urging people to be considerate of others by picking up their dogs' droppings. Herring said another idea is to include signs showing a map of the trails and the distance for each trail so people can keep track of their walking mileage. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In the funeral announcements, Dion Allen Grooms, age 52 of Walnut, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dion Grooms will be today at 10 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paul Lee Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Paul F. Kanan, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Paul Kanan will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marjorie B. Gibson, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marjorie Gibson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center, with the Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Lois Lorraine Rattenborg, age 74, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Rattenborg will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dwayne Bierbaum, age 86, of Griswold, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dwayne Bierbaum will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Paul Steele, age 89, of Rural Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Paul Steele will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Brian Thomas McConaughey, of age 39, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Trainer, died Sunday as the result of an accident in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian McConaughey will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 88-year-old Marjorie Sherdin of Atlantic died Friday. Funeral services for Marjorie Sherdin will be held this coming Friday at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Dolores Carr, age 88, of Anita, died Sunday. Services for Dolores Carr are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.